your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com with our senior instructor, Dr. Norman Shealy. NormanShealy. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, NormsHealy.com. Free newsletters, great advice, and you can research the archives and the posts. Absolutely fabulous website. I suggest you consider it. Dr. Shealy, at the top of the hour news, there was a report about the morning after pill. And girls 15 years old and up can just go and pick them off the shelves. They're not behind the counter. The FDA has decided that 15-year-olds and up can buy them. I mean, for a 15-year-old to need a morning after pill, that's kind of amazing. I mean, how do we get to that point? And
that's what's happened in the last 60 years, Vincent. And first of all, you know, any of the birth control pills carry risks, no matter what they are. I don't like them. I think common sense and abstinence is a better choice. But I also have to say that I'd rather a child, even a child, have an abortion than have an unwanted child. It's a real toss-up, isn't it?
Well, it really is, because an unwanted child is bad all around. It really is. Love children are really the way to go.
Of course.
And, it's very sad. It's very sad that we have come to the point where I guess education would be a really neat thing if we talked about in schools and at home. The way things work, and if we taught people the economics of having children, and we taught, you know, Dr. Shealy, there's no manual. I did not get a manual, and I don't believe you did either, about raising your family. A lot of this, and there are no licenses required, and I don't think there should be. Don't get me wrong, class, please. But it's. You know, it's a serious adventure, and we are allowing 15-year-olds to choose whether they're going to terminate their pregnancy. And I don't know how we got to this point, other than the free and open society. The free and open society of the 1960s.
Yeah. And,
anything goes.
But it's the way it is.
Yeah, and
my wife and I discussed this for months before we were married,
mm-hmm.
and even though we had no question that we were going to be compatible, we made a conscious decision we would wait one full year to be sure there were no problems before we would initiate a pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way I think it should be.
I dated, I met Mrs. Fennelli in fourth grade, and I had a crush on her, and we went to separate high schools, and we lost contact, and then we re-met during college, and we dated for 7 years, and you know, I thought marriage was a pretty serious thing, and it is, and so we dated for 7 years, and we had our children. I think when she was about 27, and you know, I wanted to make sure that I had some requirements. One of the things that I wanted to do before we got married was I wanted to make sure that each one of us had $10,000 in savings in the bank. I wanted to make sure each one of us had a job, a reliable job, and that each one of us owned our own vehicle. And then she said, okay, we're all done, so now we can get married. And they go, and we need our master's degree. And I thought that would buy me a couple of years. And so, you know, she got her master's, I got mine, and I was out of excuses. So we got married. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is it was deliberate. We raised our children. We wanted them, and so there you have it. But to turn over decisions like that to a 15-year-old, and I, you know, when I look at 15-year-olds, I don't think they know very much.
I don't either, and they're certainly not in that particular sphere. You know, back in the 70s, my wife and I wrote a book, To Parent or Not, and we feel it ought to be required reading for everyone at age 12 to 18.
To Parent or Not. I wasn't aware that you wrote that book, Dr. Shealy. Okay.
Yeah, it was based upon our concern way back 40 years ago that things were getting out of hand.
Well, can you give us some advice, some highlights from that, and give us some wisdom right here in this classroom?
Well, the most important thing is, well, I mean, I'll tell you, I broke up my first engagement with a young lady with whom I was madly in love because she wanted to have sex the minute we were engaged. And I said, I thought the worst thing in the world that could happen to a woman was to get pregnant out of wedlock, even when you were engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew our values were not the same. And that to me, so the very first thing is have common values. And I'm talking about across the board.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've advised people that they need to have, as well as that, the same socioeconomic values, so that the husband doesn't come home and say, "Hey, honey, take a look in the driveway. There's your new Corvette, and I just bought for you. And by the way, don't worry about the debt. You know, we'll figure out how we're going to pay for it someday." But you know, no surprises like that. I mean, a lot of. If you have the same socioeconomic values, you avoid those kinds of mistakes.
Exactly. You know, it begins at the top and goes all the way down and everything you can consider. And one of the interesting things is that our second child, Craig, is now a professor of psychology, and he specializes in beliefs and values. And he has research going on all over the world in universities related to local beliefs and values as the foundation for essentially life.
Mm. Well, it sounds right to me. It really does, because I'm convinced. You know, they say opposites attract. You know, so if you're looking for a mate, you want somebody the opposite. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. That often is going to lead to problems.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what that'd be like. That'd be like torture.
Yep. Well, and remember, the divorce rate today is 50%, Vincent.
Yeah, it used to be only 30%, and then only 33%. 50%.
Right.
Wow.
30% to me means that a minimum of 30% of people were making the wrong choice way back then. I have talked to thousands of patients who've been through divorce, and I will ask them, at what point did you know your marriage was not going to succeed? Inevitably, it was within the first 6 months.
Wow.
It was often walking down the aisle.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, kinds of thoughts should be taught to people from an early age. And, of course, our children were counseled in this from very early age. And to me, I haven't changed my mind. Having a child out of wedlock is not a sane, socially responsible thing to do, period.
My mom said something that was absolutely shocking to me when I was maybe 18 or 19 or 20. And she said, you know, getting married is a real tough thing to undo. So if you're pretty sure, but you're not 100% sure, you know, if you live with that person and you get to know that person before you get married, it's a lot easier to undo that. And so I recommended, you know, I even our daughter, I even recommended that to her. Now it sounds like what I'm recommending is a sin. But what I'm saying is, it's so complicated and so expensive when you have, when each side hires an attorney and then they do battle for you. Actually, they're not doing battle for you. They're actually extracting whatever reserves that you've got, you've achieved and attained and saved. They're stealing them from you in order to separate you from, you know, your spouse. I think marriage is a really serious thing, and I don't think it should be entered into lightly, and I don't think there's a such thing as you know, falling in love instantly. I think it should be a deliberate decision.
Well, you know, we're back to common sense over and over and over again, the uncommon commodity today.
Man, it really, really is. And as I look around, Dr. Shulia, let me share this with you. I've been fighting this battle for fluoride, to get fluoride removed from the city of Springfield's water supply, Springfield, Missouri. And I've been involved in a lot of fights in my life. I've fought very large trash companies, the number two trash company in the country, Allied Waste, and we've defeated them, and we've taken on BMW, and we've taken on Fish and Wildlife, and we've taken on the city of Orlando with their zoning about not being able to grow a garden in your front yard. So, you know, all of these were nothing, absolutely nothing, compared to even putting a prison into the little town I lived in Virginia. We fought that and we defeated that. But this fluoride thing is really, really entrenched. And Dr. Shulia, I am getting so much advice. People are telling me, Benny, have you lost your mind? Why are you fighting fluoride? And my answer is, even though I don't live in Springfield, even though I rarely drink the water unless I go to Ziggy's and have, you know, a cup of coffee or something, I'd like that to be a success, because if we win the fluoride, if we remove fluoride from the city of Springfield, we can set the standard for the United States of America, and other counties can say, hey, they did it in Springfield, we can do it too. And I feel that if we are lowering our IQs, and we are, and we're causing disease and we're causing obesity with fluoride, we need to get it removed. Dr. Shulia, am I crazy in trying to do this?
Sane and have common sense, but that's the great missing commodity. Over and over again, it comes back to common sense.
But this is the fight of my life. It really is. Dr. Norman Shealy, Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. I'll tell you a little bit more about the fluoride and our strategy when we come back on the other side of these few short commercial announcements.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple, grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sheely's with us, and I wanted to share our strategy about fluoride. We've been trying to get it out of the water supply for well over a year in Springfield, and I had some bumper stickers made, and they say, Fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001. Sometimes on the afternoon broadcast, I say, give him a call right now, you know, 417-864-1001. Call him up. Call Greg Burris. Tell him he's fired. He's poisoning us. Sometimes I say, we went to a meeting yesterday, and like the masterminds of business, and there's 420 of us, and I was invited to be a fill-in guest, and I had lunch, and we had beverages, and we were all poisoned, all 420 of us. Give Greg Burris a call, 417-864-1001. So I've been doing that. It's not working. I even call the city hall, and I talk to his secretary. I always ask if I identify myself, who I am. She knows who I am. She knows my voice. She listens to me on the radio. And I say, Can I have Greg Burris's phone number? I'd like to give it out on the air. Can I have his cell phone number? No, I can't give you his cell phone number. So, you know, we're trying everything and it's not working. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to single out each one of the city council members, and we're going to single out Greg Burris. So we're going to go to city council meetings, and we're just going to point at them. There'll be like 100 of us, and we're just going to point and point and point, and we're going to point one at a time. We'll say, there he is right there, that guy right there, that's the guy. And then we're going to have a press conference, and we're going to talk about the damaging effects of fluoride. And Dr. Sheely, would you be our expert and come to one of those meetings and testify before city council about how dangerous fluoride is?
Of course.
So yeah, that's our strategy. We can't seem to get these guys to stop it. And they say, well, it has to be a ballot referendum and so forth. And I say, look, it's poison. If you want to do that, And why don't you just, if I were Greg Burris, I'd say, you know, I'm getting so much heat. I'm going to pull a plug on fluoride and let's have an investigation, because it says poison right on the label. The data sheet says it's poison, it's toxic, and if you spill it, you've got to call a hazmat team to come and do a cleanup. If we know all this, why don't we just suspend it and then let's do an investigation? And if those in the community who say it's dangerous and poisonous and it's causing us to be fat, obese, lower our IQ, causes kidney damage and the calcification of the pineal gland, if all of that we're saying is true, then we should pull a plug on it. And I say things like, well, in Nazi, right after World War II, the SS Nazis who murdered people and put them in gas chambers and put them in ovens and killed them and executed them and shot them and dismembered them. And they were asked, you know, why'd you do it? Oh, we're just following orders. Well, Greg Burris is just following orders, but that's not the answer. Just following orders. That means that there's a conspiracy because fluoride is doing harm. Is there any proof that fluoride does any good whatsoever, Dr. Sheely?
Minimal, that it helps prevent cavities in children up to 7 years of age. Mm-hmm. No proof beyond that.
And so we are medicating the entire population, correct, with water?
Right.
It's
unbelievably, obnoxiously bad, any way you look at it. However,
go ahead.
Remember last week I started a petition on the Internet?
Yeah.
To ban antidepressant drugs and not guns.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many people have signed up? And I've only sent this out to maybe 20,000 people.
How many?
12.
12?
That's the situation, Vincent.
Well,
the lack of common sense.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Sheely. I went Monday. Now, this Monday, I went nuts on the radio on the afternoon broadcast, and I said, you know, I've been doing this for 2 years, having meetups, and all I asked the entire radio audience to do was turn off the power for 3 hours, starting at 6 o'clock, you know, on Friday night, and then let's talk about what that was like. And then I said, okay, on Monday, I said that on Friday. Okay, on Monday, I said, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about exactly what it was like when the power was off. What did you miss? What did you notice that you need to prepare for? And then I took calls all Monday. Not one call. Now, only like a million people might have been listening. You know, a potential of a million people. Not one call. Too hard. Too hard. Dr. Norman Sheely, I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Watch it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've got your... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Dr. Shealy, what I do at the meetups, as you know, is we teach seminars on how to prepare, how to grow survival gardens, how to survive a gunfight. We talk about inflation. We talk about solar power, wind power, every single thing that you could possibly think of, including when you come over talking about blood pressure and health and natural medicine and even Native American medicine. We talk about all these things, and typically there are about 110 people that come every Monday night. And one week I said, here's your homework. Just turn the power off and, you know, turn off some breakers. You know, except the ones for refrigeration. We don't want your food to go bad. Put some tape across your refrigerator. Put some tape across the faucets. Put some tape across the handle on the toilet. And let's see how you feel about not having just one simple thing, electricity. And that means you can't watch television. You can't turn on the radio in your house unless it's battery powered. You can't use your electric stove or your microwave oven or your electric coffee pot. And you won't have any lights. And put the cell phone away because your charger for the cell phone won't work. So that's what we would like you to do. How many people would like to do it? A bunch of hands went up, and I said, okay, next week we'll talk about what that was like. Came back the next week at the meetup. I said, okay, let's talk about it. Silence. Nobody would do it. Now, these are people who come to the meetups, you know. They drive, I don't know, 50, 100 miles, some people 200 miles, and it's too difficult. It's too difficult to turn off the power to see what it's really going to be like if we have an emergency. So I did the same thing on the radio last Friday, and I said, okay, on Monday we'll talk about it and see what the results are, and let's see what you liked and what you didn't like and how you're going to prepare for it next time and share that with our class on the radio. Nobody. So I was convinced that we wouldn't, you know, have any callers call in and say, yeah, here's what it was like. What I'm saying, Dr. Sheely, is the same thing. I'm experiencing the same thing you are. There are a lot of people analyzing, but they're paralyzed by analysis. They want to read about it, but it's too much work to do it.
Right. Well, it's unfortunately true. Incidentally, what do you think of rocket stoves?
Oh, I think it's a really neat concept, and I wish I had a rocket stove in lieu of the stove that I use outside the wood furnace that I heat our home with. We have a very large, it's made by Central Boiler. This is not a commercial. I just happen to like this particular brand. It has about a 60-inch by 48-inch, 4-foot by 6-foot, I'm sorry, 4-foot by 5-foot firebox. Works great. I can burn anything in it. But a rocket stove is really pretty efficient. And we gave one away at the rocket stove insert at the expo. And we had a seminar on how it works. Pretty neat. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a neat thing. I had an old-timey wood-burning cook stove I gave away a few years ago because, you know, it's really not very convenient to put it in your house anymore.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if you saw it, we have one on our veranda. It was my grandmother's cook stove.
Uh-huh.
It's difficult. It's outside, and I can still cook on it. It has a chimney. It needs a masonry chimney to be fully functional, but I could fabricate just a piece of flue pipe and make it work. But it's not practical to have it in the house because
right.
That whole thing gets hot. And if you've got, you know, 100 degree weather outside and you've got a wood stove that's radiating on all sides, including the top, oh man. But it would really drive you out of the kitchen. You know, it's something that we're keeping because we may need it. We absolutely may need it.
Right.
Well, Dr. Sheely, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you about breast implants. Now, I'm not planning on getting any. But
thank heavens. I didn't want the president to be calling you, congratulating you for the next step.
Hey, by the way, I did post those pictures of that guy in the White House with his feet up on the furniture.
Right.
So if you want to take a look, class, usapreparedness.com, page one, first post is that guy. That guy with his feet up on the furniture. It's an absolute, right. It's a national disgrace that he's doing that.
Yesterday, Rush Limbaugh spent a long time criticizing, well, just making fun of the president, calling the basketball player who came out, so to speak, and congratulating him on his courage.
He did.
Oh, it's a strange world, Montreal.
He congratulated him for announcing that he's queer? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you got it.
Huh.
Over and over again, he kept talking about that yesterday, about what a hero really is. and it ain't that.
Oh, man. I made a comment about the Boy Scouts on the afternoon program on KWTO when the Boy Scouts announced that they were openly allowing homosexuals children to be in the Boy Scouts, and I used the word homo on the air, and I'll tell you what, Gary Williams, our producer. he was silent, absolutely silent.
Is homo
come on, Gary, what's going on? I said, Gary, what's going on? I can't say homo on the air.
You know, let's face it. I don't think that I have any personal disrespect or, you know, criticism of people who choose to come out or not come out. But I don't see bragging about it on national television and those things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do have a problem with states sanctioning marriage between two members of the same sex.
Ridiculous. But we live in a ridiculous time. Now, let's go back to calcium. You asked me that a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get calcium? You don't need a lot if you take vitamin D the way we do.
Okay.
Because that keeps you from losing it in your stool and urine. But you need some anyway. And there are the best foods that have calcium almost equal to a cup of milk, or in fact a cup of it would be equal or better. Cooked spinach is at the top of the list. And broccoli and some of the other greens or gula, these are good. Most of the nuts have some seeds, almonds particularly good. You get by quite nicely as long as you are eating a wide variety of real food.
Okay, so spinach and broccoli. And that's a question that some of us have. Okay, so we get calcium from drinking milk. Where do the cows get it from? So obviously they get it from greens.
Yeah, they get it out of greens. Greens are your best source.
Okay, so spinach and broccoli. I eat provolone and Asiago cheese. Not very much. A little bit.
Cheese is pretty good also. Provolone and Parmesan are rather low compared to cheddar and Swiss, et cetera. But they got it in modest amounts.
I wanted to ask you about breast implants. And the reason, first of all, I don't know who they're for. I don't know if they're for the women or they're for their men. Is it a status symbol or what? But why would somebody want to implant a foreign object inside the body that could potentially leak? And if it leaks, it would be absorbed by the entire body, wouldn't it? Wouldn't the lymph system?
Oh, yeah, of course. I saw 75 women some years ago who had serious autoimmune problems as a result of breast implants.
Wow.
And, to me, this is beyond lack of common sense. This is lack of sense, period.
And there, in addition to that, there are women who are having their part of their toes cut off so they'll fit in fashion designer shoes. That's just as crazy. That's maybe even more crazy because you can't put the toe back on once you cut it off. But you can get the breast implant removed, assuming it hasn't leaked. But why would we trust putting a plastic bag inside our body filled with a viscous fluid that could leak? And of course we're told that it's safe if it leaks, but come on.
That's a brazen lie to say that it's safe if it leaks.
Well, yeah, and okay, so what are the inherent dangers with the breast implant? How about an automobile accident? You know, how about if you've got your seatbelt on, ladies, and the seatbelt is across your chest, and then you have to slam on the brakes and you lunge forward and you cause that bag to leak just from your seatbelt? Or what if you fall down on the ice? Or what if some thug punches you in the chest? I mean, why? What? I guess I don't get it. What purpose does that serve to have an implant? So then of course the next question is Botox. Dr. Shealy, what is Botox?
Well, actually, botulinum is a serious poison to the gut. I mean, when you get acute food poisoning, that's one of the things that can do it. So they've taken these bacteria that can kill you in the gut and extracted something from them, and now they put them in to paralyze the muscles or the nerves, as the case may be. It's insanity, in my opinion.
So we're injecting this fluid, which is toxic, into the body, and we're using it as a plastic surgery augmentation technique to make us look better, which is what actually poisoning us.
Well, that's right. You got it. It's part of insanity.
Unbelievable. I mean, I am absolutely shocked. I mean, I have no desire, no intention of having any of these plastic surgery treatments, implants of any kind, Botox. The risks, I mean, it's obvious. It's absolutely in your face obvious that it's dangerous. And yet people are going and doing these procedures. Dr. Sheila's with us. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and you can go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I have an email from, looks like a 70-year-old man, and he has age spots on his face, a little bit smaller than the size of a dime, brown, and they've appeared over the last year, and he's wondering what might be the cause of those, and he says he has four of them on his face, about a little smaller than a dime. What might be the cause, and should he be concerned?
Well, it's probably due to lack of antioxidants and essential fats. I mean, these are not uncommon. As you've noted, there are many, many possible possibilities. One of those, of course, is Nitro Extreme, can have benefits mm-hmm. for the body as a whole.
Yeah, and by
he
the way, that's got...
He might try just yeah. wiping, since there's four little spots and they're only on the face. He could take some emu oil and just dab mm-hmm. a little bit on his finger and rub them on each of those twice a day. And I suspect that over a period of time, that would relieve those brown spots as well, because it's really those essential fatty acids primarily that have gone bad.
Okay, and so is it they've gone bad and they're depositing like a pool on his face?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there a concern about this, or is this just a vanity thing?
Well, it's more of a vanity point, but let's face it, anything that shows your body is being damaged, skin or otherwise, means that internally you don't know what's happening to your arteries and heaven only knows what else. So I definitely think I would probably treat it. And if it went away, then what I know I would need to do is to take some essential fatty acids.
Okay,
omega-3
so that,
or something like that.
Omega-3? Okay. All right. And is this related to heart disease? Is that possible?
Oh, yes. Fatty acid deficiency is related to everything, because remember, what makes up every mm-hmm. cell wall in your entire trillions of cells in your body? Fatty acids. We're made of fat. In our brain, in every cell in our body, they can't live without adequate fat.
Okay, so omega-3 and fish oil is what you're recommending. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and I take that class. I really do. And Dr. Shealy, we were talking about on a previous broadcast, you mentioned that someone that you and I both know is using Nixol on this person's face in an attempt to see if it reduces wrinkles. Is that right?
Yep. As a matter of fact, I've been spraying my chin every day for the last week. Well, I'll let you know.
Okay, because I spray it on TJ's, you know, our English Mastiff, when he gets ticks that want to hitch a ride on him. I just spray a light spray of Nixol, N-I-X-A-L-L, and they die. They die. And so it's not toxic to him. You know, I make sure I don't spray it in his face, or his eyes, I should say. And I don't make sure he doesn't breathe it. But, heck, it seems to just, that way I don't have to pick these ticks off and leave scars on them. They just fall off.
That's a great idea. And you know, I am impressed with some of the many, many, many benefits of Nixon. You also found it got rid of skunk smell, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ayuti, our Neapolitan Mastiff, had a friend, and the friend sprayed her in the face. So I got sprayed by a skunk, and we just sprayed, covered her eyes and sprayed her, and she was, you know, within minutes, she was tolerable to, you know, the odor was tolerable where she climbed under the bed and stayed there for the rest of the night. But imagine that. Imagine getting sprayed with a skunk and having your dog climb under the bed and be able to handle that and not have it chase you out of the room. So, yeah, it worked for that. And we spray the mat where the dogs hang out in the back right by the kitchen door with Nixol, and the flies can't stand it. The flies can't stand it. So, Dr. Norman Shealy, I'm Vin Fennelli. We're going to be broadcasting together tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock at the Doubletree Hotel in Springfield at 2 o'clock. So if you want to see how funny looking I am, 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Doubletree. And then at 6:30, the doors open for the Kayani Seminar. Dr. Norman Shealy, Dan Swindell will be there. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Gardeners,
it's up to you.
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Man, I love that Buttstock pouch and your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.